A 47.2 accept only pure, manly traits dot dash dash let a young woman accept, as a life companion only one who possesses pure, manly traits of character, one who is diligent, aspiring, and honest, one who loves and fears God. A 47.3 shun those who are irreverent. Shun one who is a lover of idleness, shun the one who is a scoffer of hallowed 48 things. Avoid the society of one who uses profane language, or is addicted to the use of even one glass of liquor. Listen not to the proposals of a man who has no realization of his responsibility to God. The pure truth which sanctifies the soul will give you courage to cut yourself loose from the most pleasing acquaintance whom you know does not love and fear God, and knows nothing of the principles of true righteousness. We may always bear with a friend's infirmities and with his ignorance, but never with his vices. A 47.4 easier to make a mistake than to correct it. Dot dash dash marriages that are impulsive and selfishly planned generally do not result well, but often turn out miserable failures. Both parties find themselves deceived, and gladly would they undo that which they did under an infatuation. It is easier, far easier, to make a mistake in this matter than to correct the error after it is made. A 48.1 better to break an wise engagement dot dash dash, even if an engagement has been entered into without a full understanding of the character of the one with whom you intend to unite, do not think that the engagement makes it a positive necessity, for you to take upon yourself the marriage vow and link yourself for life to one whom you cannot love and respect. Be very careful, how you enter into conditional engagements, but better, far better, break the engagements before marriage than separate afterward, as many do. A 48.2 you may say, but I have given my promise, and shall I now retract it? I answer, if you have made a promise contrary to the scriptures, by all means retract it without delay, and in humility, before God repent of the infatuation that led you to make so rash a pledge. Far better 49 take back such a promise, in the fear of God, than keep it, and thereby dishonor your Maker. A 48.3 let every step toward a marriage alliance be characterized by honesty, simplicity, sincerity, and an earnest purpose to please and honor God. Marriage affects the afterlife both in this world and in the world to come. A sincere Christian will make no plans that God cannot approve. A 49.1 Chapter 7, True Love or Infatuation. Love is a precious gift from Jesus. Dash dash love is a precious gift, which we receive from Jesus. Pure and holy affection is not a feeling, but a principle. Those who are actuated by true love are neither unreasonable nor blind. A 50.1 there is but little real, genuine, devoted, pure love. This precious article is very rare. Passion is termed love. A 50.2 true love is a high and holy principle, altogether different in character from that love which is awakened by impulse, and which suddenly dies when severely tested. A 50.3 love is a plant of heavenly growth, and it must be fostered and nourished. Affectionate hearts, truthful, loving words, will make happy families and exert an elevating influence upon all who come within the sphere of their influence. A 50.4 true love versus passion dot dash dash love, is not unreasonable, it is not blind. It is pure and holy. But the passion of the natural heart is another thing altogether. While pure love will take God into all its plans, and will be in perfect harmony with the Spirit of God, passion will be headstrong, rash, unreasonable, defiant of all restraint, and will make the object of its choice an idol. In all the deportment of one who possesses true love, the grace of God will be shown. Modesty, simplicity, sincerity, morality, and religion will characterize every step toward an alliance in marriage. Those who are thus controlled will not be absorbed in each other's society, and a loss of interest in the prayer meeting and the 51 religious service. Their fervor, for the truth will not die on account of the neglect of the opportunities and privileges that God has graciously given to them. A 50.5 that love which has no better foundation than mere sensual gratification will be headstrong, blind, and uncontrollable. Honor, truth, and every noble, elevated power of the mind are brought under the slavery of passions. The man who is bound in the chains of this infatuation is too often deaf to the voice of reason and conscience. Neither argument nor entreaty can lead him to see the folly of his course. A 51.1 true love is not a strong, fiery, impetuous passion. On the contrary, it is calm and deep in its nature. It looks beyond mere externals, and is attracted by qualities alone. It is wise and discriminating, and its devotion is real and abiding. A 51.2 love, lifted out of the realm of passion and impulse, becomes spiritualized, and is revealed in words and acts. A Christian must have a sanctified tenderness and love in which there is no impatience of fretfulness. The rude, harsh manners must be softened by the grace of Christ. A 51.3 sentimentalism to be shunned, as leprosy imagination, lovesick sentimentalism, should be guarded against, as would be the leprosy. Very many of the young men and women in this age of the world are lacking in virtue, therefore great caution is needed. Those who have preserved a virtuous character, although they may lack in other desirable qualities, may be of real moral worth. A 51.4 There are persons who have for some time made a profession of religion who are, to all intents and purposes, without God and without a sensitive conscience. They are vain and trifling, their conversation is of a low order. 52 Courtship and marriage occupy the mind, to the exclusion of higher and nobler thoughts.